WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a bye week around here, having our wise conversations. I'll be putting together the Maryland Crab Cake Tour one more time. Usually this guy comes out as part of it. He's going to be very upset that we're doing this on a vacation week, but we're going to be at Pappas in Cockeysville next Friday, the 18th. We're going to be giving away the Maryland Scratch-Offs from the Maryland Lottery, promoting the Ravens in the $20,000 top prize. Also, our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. I want to give a shout-out to Goodwill. We will be serving turkey on the 23rd, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, with our friends at Wise and Goodwill. If you want to help, volunteer, roll your sleeves up, come downtown to the convention center and help out on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Throw me a note, ness@baltimorepositive.com. And of course, always great idea to get windows. 866-90-NATION, our friends at Window Nation. Leonard Raskin is here. He is all things financial and the American dream, as well as bye week. He is living the 6-3 American dream right now, being a Baltimore Ravens fan. You can find him at Raskin Globe. We can also find him at baltimorepositive.com. We have a lovely new and improved picture of Leonard, as well as all of our clients out on the front of Baltimore Positive right now, including good advice, end of year advice, so much so you're putting a Zoom together to try to help people next week. What's going on, man? You got extra time on your hands, right?
Here, yeah, a little
bye week, right?
Little bye week. Hey, look, we practically had a bye week last week, right? Because we had Thursday night. So the beautiful thing about a Thursday night Monday is you get to sit around the weekend and kind of take it easy. I think it let everybody, a lot of guys heal up, but not a lot of guys healed up.
Well, so, I spent the weekend in Canada watching football all day on Sunday, trying to find a place
the Grey
in Toronto.
Cup? Was that the Grey Cup?
No, they had a Canadian game on in the corner,
The Eskimos.
No. It was Jets and Bills and Commanders and Vikings. It's Canada. They have the same stuff we have here, just a little different.
Toronto. Toronto's a great city. You love Toronto.
My buddy Billy Ehrman. He did the show a couple weeks ago. We went up for the weekend. We went to the Rush Brewing Factory. You're a Rush fan.
Wow.
So
absolutely.
Hold on here. Let me do some show and tell. I got to do. So these are the beer coasters at the Henderson Brewing,
cool.
Right?
Cool.
Like moving pitchers. You got moving pitchers of beer, right?
Moving pitchers.
Moving pitchers. You get that? You like that? Yeah. Absolutely.
So there.
Free shout out for Henderson Brewing there.
So does Getty own the place or what?
No. I think they just did a little licensing deal to put their name
Good
on some
deal.
Fine Canadian ales.
Good
but
deal.
Let me say this to you, because I mean, you're the American dream guy, and you know I'm a hockey guy, and I'm a Canada.
Yep, yep.
I'm a pro Canada guy, right? The Canadian people, when they engage an American there 48 hours before an election, they get the same news we get. They don't watch Fox. They get like real news. They get like, you know, BBC kind of news.
Right.
And,
right.
And they are concerned for America as like a big brother, like in some sort of way, like what's going on with you folks down there? Eh? You know, so they're into all that. I just want to say this to you, and I want to say it out loud for your Americanness and for anybody in the audience, because you can dispute me, but you have to get your passport out to prove me wrong. Right.
Yeah.
And this isn't because you're a Republican and I'm a Democrat, and we're Green Acres or anything like that. You know very few people that travel more than me, okay?
Yeah,
and
right.
In the way that I travel, where I literally don't just get in an Uber, show up at the Marriott, attend a conference, go back to the airport. Like, I go into neighborhoods. I go into ethnic neighborhoods because I like that food, you know? And so Toronto for me, and I've been to since the plague, okay? First trip I took after the plague was to see the Ravens in Houston in the game that nobody came to. So I've been to, beginning then, I've probably been to 15 to 18 American cities. So if you want to talk about Kansas City, Omaha, Phoenix, LA, Vegas, San Francisco, Oakland, I'm just off the top of my head now.
Yeah,
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, places I've been, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Indianapolis, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, Buffalo. I was in Buffalo the other day, twice.
Quebec.
Quebec's not in America.
Oh, you were saying American city. Sorry. My bad.
I've been to Quebec. I've been to Quebec. I've been to Montreal, and I've been to Ottawa, and now I've been to Toronto.
Right.
I would say of all the places I've been, Toronto is by far the most normal. And when I say normal, I mean like nothing's boarded up.
Right.
I wouldn't say you wouldn't know that there has been a plague. You would. You see people with masks on and stuff. But the amount of movement, the amount of cleanliness, the amount of activity, the amount of humanity, was more in Toronto than anywhere I've been in America.
Wow.
Toronto
awesome.
Has survived the plague better, you know, just in its structure.
Yeah, sure.
Than
sure.
America did, than any place in America did.
I think Florida's
and you have to
done
travel
okay.
To see that, yeah.
I think Florida's done okay, but I'm with you there. I've been to a number of cities myself, and I've seen Florida's done pretty well. Texas has done pretty well. I was in Nashville. Look, I'll tell you, man, I was in Nashville. You wouldn't know the world stopped a second in Nashville.
But you're
just
talking downtown
full on.
Nashville. That's not out in the
I'm
suburbs
talking
of
around
where
the
they are.
burbs. I'm talking around the burbs as well. Nashville's just rocking. So that metro area there is pretty happening. But I'm with you. I haven't been that many enough places to counter that. So I'm with you 100%
Nashville
there.
Didn't have a lot of storefronts to board up that weren't already boarded up, right? Like, so and I've been going to Nashville for 30 years. I got a lot of love for Nashville, and I've
for
watched
sure.
It is
it's
a
a great
grown
city.
up place, different than it
Yeah.
was 20 years
Yeah.
ago.
Oh
But
my
I'm talking about
goodness.
for big
Absolutely.
world cities, for New
Oh,
York,
sure.
Chicago, L.A.,
Sure, sure.
Miami, as much as you say Florida. I've been to downtown Miami. It was ravaged by the plague.
Yeah.
So for their society to hold up a little bit better during it,
Yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know all the rules they had or shutdowns they had or what they did or how they curbsided food or how their government PPP'd. I don't know
Yeah,
any
I
of
don't
that,
know.
right? But I'm just saying, for having walked the length of the city for 3 days and looked around, it's in better shape than a lot of, than not a lot, than any place I've been in America.
It's
And
awesome.
I found that to be an interesting sort of thing you'd have to go see
Yeah.
for yourself in some way.
Yeah. That's lessons learned. Maybe some cities here could take a little lesson. Maybe we could send Wes Moore up to Toronto to
Well, there you go. See, now
see
we got
how
it.
it's going.
How do you? You're Republican. I'm assuming
Sure.
you didn't vote for Wes Moore. I mean, that's just an
That's
assumption I make.
okay.
There's so
Yeah,
few
right.
Republicans out there. But how will it change? Because I even said to my wife this morning, she's making coffee, and I'm like, how in the hell did we get 8 years of a Republican governor in this state? Like, because it's a minority, right? You'll
Yeah, right.
admit that. I mean,
Well,
the voting records
let's
say that.
face it, Hogan was running as a moderate Republican, and he very centrist kind of views, governed that way for the most part, and he was also a fortunate benefactor of bad opponents. And
Yes,
when you
yes.
have bad opponents, that it's one way that the opposite party in a blue state has the opportunity to govern for 8 years. And he didn't have the greatest opportunity to govern, but he did okay. He got a lot of things through he wanted, but we obviously have a state legislature that blocked a lot of things he wanted. So we'll see how it goes with Wes Moore. And we'll see what we get more of
Well,
in a
people that
pun kind of way.
would make fun of me for talking about running for mayor and thinking there was no path. I said the path would have been running against Sheila Dixon. That would have
Right,
been that would have,
exactly.
and splitting the vote three ways. That would have been the path. Like,
Yeah, exactly. So
so
there's opportunity for anybody. If you look, my thing is, if
Wes
you've got
Moore
a
didn't
great,
have a path 2 years
no,
ago.
look, the point is, if you've got a great message, there's always a path. If you've got a decent message and a lousy opponent, there's a path. And I think Wes was the benefactor of, I got some decent policies. I don't know much of what it is. We'll find out. You know, platitudes are nice when you're running, but as they say, as a Mike Tyson forever quote, right? Everyone has a plan till you get punched in the face. So it's easy to run, it's harder to operate. So now he'll get the opportunity to govern, and we'll see. And relating to our usual topics of bye week and sports, there's a lot of armchair Facebook head coaches out there, and I saw a lot of Facebook general managers that just a few weeks ago wanted Lamar traded and Harbaugh fired and Greg Roman kicked to the curb, who now are out there saying, man, that Greg Roman, he called a good game. He's called a good couple games. And boy, we're running the ball and we're throwing the ball. And look at Lamar. And
Well, they're doing it
so,
with a depleted squad right now. I
of
mean,
course,
for Lamar to not have passing success without a first round draft pick on one side and without Mark Andrews and without three running backs now, you know, right? Literally, we're Kenyon Drake is our running back at this point. That
Right.
was not the plan, right? And
No, absolutely not.
for all of
But
this to be working is good.
you got to give Eric some credit to pick up who he picked up, right? And boy, how about Mr. Smith comes to Baltimore?
Well, that was a
Is
huge
that dude,
acquisition.
that is phenomenal. My goodness, the Bears I don't understand. You know, you're growing, you're decent. I guess they don't figure they could sign him to any kind of long deal, so they wanted to get whatever they could for him. Understand that free agent move, but man, what a pickup. I think he's going to make everybody on the defense better, if for no other reason, like Hamilton, like Queen, like Humphrey. In my opinion, this is my, again, armchair not knowing a damn thing head coach. The dude knows how to tackle. The dude is a hitter. And these guys are on defense. And I've seen too many guys bend down and try to hit a guy with a shoulder and think that's a tackle.
Well, you saw Lamar was sacked 2 or 3 times in the first half alone against New Orleans, and they tried to head tackle him and shoulder tackle him.
Right.
And he just ducks. He's elusive. Right. You got to go low to the ground on Lamar.
But we got guys on our defense that think hitting a guy is a tackle. And no, you got to wrap that dude up, knock him down. And Roquan, man, he was taking dudes to the ground. I don't think, you know, as in the past, look, in the olden days, we were talking Nashville. The best battles in the olden days, I don't care what anybody says, was Ray Lewis v. Eddie George. Those were some battles. Those were some battles in the line, man. They hit each other like it mattered. And on the Saints game, Roquan Smith came up the middle, and what's his name there? Just lost it. Saints running back.
Alvin Kamara.
Alvin Kamara, third and one, second and one, third and one. He wasn't getting one. And that was stunning. That was welcome to Baltimore. So now people suddenly think that the Michigan kid has a good defensive plan. You know, you can always have a good defensive plan when you got more better players. So
well, he's not really the Michigan guy. He was here for a decade. He went and joined his brother for 5 minutes. Right.
For a year. Right. But he got his, what is it? Coordinator cred. For the year at Michigan, he got some coordinator.
Well, the
cred
coordinator cred goes away when you lose 35-14 leads at home, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, but he's pulling it back. That's my point. He's pulling it back, and now all of a sudden, people like him.
Well, Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out on the interwebs at Raskin Global, as well as at the front of BaltimorePositive.com. You know, now that you've moved this thing right into my lane on football, you know, they say stick to sports. You just directed me right back into this thing here.
No, politics, sports, country. We're all there.
The Roquan Smith pickup for me is taking something that was a dramatic weakness and turning it into a strength in the middle of the season. Yep. And the second and the fifth round draft pick, F those picks, as they say, and worrying about signing him and his signability at the end of the year. They've got their own problems with Lamar at this point.
Right.
The one thing I would say, their schedule, the amount of rest they're
Beautiful.
Having,
Beautiful.
Where they are health-wise in getting toward the healthier end.
Yep.
And the way that Kansas City and Buffalo don't look like super teams, they look like very good teams, but they don't look like super teams. This thing's going to get very interesting as the Ravens stack wins that I expect them to stack. I don't expect them to lose to Carolina.
Do you see 10-3? I mean, their next four, they should definitely take those next four.
Well, how about 9-4 then?
Yeah, okay, I'll take a loss scattered in there.
Fair enough, but I mean, you could look at these games and say they're going to be favored. They should win. They need to keep Lamar upright. They need to get healthier with Andrews, with the running back situation, and stay healthier where they are. But the Roquan Smith thing, I said 2 years ago when Ronnie Stanley got hurt, I turned to my wife the minute he got carted off and I said, they can't win a Super Bowl without him. Now he's back, looks like Ronnie Stanley, and they've added Roquan Smith into this spot that was a weakness that they've made a strength. They're a Super Bowl contender. I mean, there's no doubt about that at this point.
Their odds have shifted.
Yes.
Their odds have shifted, I would say. Absolutely. They've gone from a hold to a buy, as the market would show. So and I think the national media looks at him as a big buy. And did I read? I don't know if I saw this. Roquan Smith is his own agent.
Yes. Yes, he is.
So they got number 8, and he's 18. So we got 8 and 18 representing themselves coming into the offseason. And look, it's two guys you could sign and build a franchise around.
Yeah, well, if it happens after a parade, the cost of business goes
up. Oh, right? Well, if it happens after a parade, the cost of business goes through the roof.
A little extra football in January. Wasn't there doubt about
look, that'd be okay. I'd take some January, February football.
See, you're talking about January. It's not far off, right? And we got a couple weeks left in the year. You're doing a big thing next week to help people with their money.
Yes.
at the end of the year, people do get nervous. Should I get a better this tax situation? Can I shelter money? My grandmama left me some money. Whatever happened, right?
Yep.
This, you're trying to do something to clear this up for people like me that need people like you.
Yeah, we just want to make sure, you know, we're doing a session on Tuesday night, 6:30. We'll have the invite to the webinar over to you so you can put it out to the world. If anybody wants to join us, we're talking about end of year stuff. You know, the thing is, a lot of people do their end of year planning on December 23rd. It's a little late. I mean, you can do it, but you got a lot of rushing going on. It's a lot of crazy going on. So we just want to make sure that you got your ducks in a row going into 23. What are the things you should be thinking about for the end of the year that you don't have to wait till December 23rd to do? So we're rolling it out in November. We try to roll it out, you know, 6-8 weeks before the end of the year instead of 3 days, and make sure people have time to execute on those IRA to Roth conversions or those late in the year 401k funds deposited or distributions from 401ks, or make sure you check your assets and check your beneficiaries. So we're going to be going through all these things, talking about what people need to know about for year end and make sure that they take best advantage of what's out there. And we got some new tax law. We got some new Secure Act. We got all kinds of things going on. We got two IRA deals this year. We got the regular IRA, which everybody thinks about retirement accounts. We got the new IRA, which has nothing to do with retirement, the Inflation Reduction Act, which doesn't, by the way, reduce inflation, but it does have some interesting provisions in it that you can take advantage of year end and going forward 23, 24. So line yourself up, get ready, and make sure you're doing the things you need to do to go into 23 strong. So we'll get you that link. 6:30 next Tuesday night webinar to hear about what you need to do to get your American dream ready for 23.
I'll tell you what, Leonard, I appreciate having you around at the end of this year to try to organize things for me. I would say to anybody out there, if you're a little confused, have some questions, things have changed a little bit, shifted around either during the plague or after the plague or this year, you can reach Leonard with full confidence. Find him at raskinglobal.com, as well as full confidence for the Ravens to play good football the rest of the way, correct?
Yeah. You know, financially, if you're looking for a general manager that can take your weaknesses, make them strengths, as we just talked about,
there you go.
We're the place.
If you're my Roquan Smith, then I'm in good shape then, I would say.
Hey, there you go. If we can find... we can find you a Roquan Smith on your ledger, then we're all in good shape. And that's what it's all about. So we got Ravens, very optimistic. Hey, we got Adley Rutschman shifting gears, finalist for Rookie of the Year, right?
The MLB. Prosperity for the baseball team is obvious. Now, what they do with that, how they use this offseason, how they market, how they sell tickets, how they – you know, they need to stack offseason wins.
Should be starting now.
They got fans talking about signing Jacob DeGrom and giving him a bunch of money and all that.
Ooh, I don't know about him.
I don't know that they need to win press conferences this time of the year, but they need to be marketing.
That's what I was going to say. How about the next Ravens game? We bring Adley and we bring the manager and we bring some of these kids and put him in Bisciotti's box instead of Ray Lewis, and you spur up a little interest that they're there. Maybe you bring Michael Phelps on over to shake their hand and get a little, maybe Ray, you get a couple icons there, and you start to say, you know, we're one town. We're maybe Wes Moore can bring the Orioles to the Raven Stadium. You know, who knows? I don't know.
Well,
they got to be doing something. They got to be doing something. You got to get people thinking about, I want to buy me some Oriole tickets. and I don't want to wait we're talking year end. I don't want to wait till April the 1st to figure out if I want to go to opening day.
You know what the sad part about this, Leonard, is? I spend more time talking about them selling tickets than they do.
Yeah.
And I know you and I got into this 2 weeks ago about the Ravens, and they brought back the championship team, and there were tons of empty seats, tons of empty seats.
Yep.
Tickets were
$20
if you wanted to go to the game 2 weeks ago to see the Ravens play. Despite all of this optimism and like where we are, like, There is a point where sports needs to do better to sell tickets on behalf of sports. And instead of banning people like me that have been trying to sell them tickets for 30 years.
For both teams.
And that's like the Ravens, they're into this prosperity right now. And Lamar, you know, I want to see people show out and show up. And the baseball team has had this problem for a long, long time. This is their off season where a yes. guy like you, how many Oreo games you go to last year?
Zero.
Yeah, exactly. I went to one. I did go to one. I got invited. It was cochlear implant night with my friend Jody Cutler. And she had an extra ticket, offered me and my wife tickets. We went to Fadley's for a little while. So I did go to a game, but I didn't really go to the game. You know, I was there an inning or two. I had another event that night. I was downtown. But making you and I as bunkies, as business partners, as people that get together publicly and talk about this every week, who both have a closet full of Oriole stuff and memories, getting us back to game somehow, some way.
Got to do it. Got to do it. Got to reach out. Got
to
find a way to make it happen.
They need to have me back at the games.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Look, you know, if you don't have an enemy or two in the genre, then your message is pretty bad.
You probably haven't spoken up for anything, I would say.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Chad Steele, that was for you, buddy. I'm coming for you. I'm coming back to practice.
You fall for everything. So
Leonard, I appreciate you. Your time is short. I know you're up against the clock in a meeting here as well. If you need Leonard, if you need good advice, financial advice, just reach to him, RaskinGlobal.com. You can find him out of the front of Baltimore Positive as well. And, of course, talk about the Zoom again next Tuesday, correct?
Tuesday night, 6:30, we'll have the invitation to you, so you can put it out there for anybody that wants to join us. We're happy to have you on the webinar. Register. Sign up. It's free. It's a great opportunity just here, about a half hour of end of year. Get yourself ready for 23.
All right. If his plans change, he'll join me over at Pappas next week for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, all presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill and Window Nation. Still looking for volunteers for those of you out there who want to help us out on the 23rd down at the Goodwill Thanksgiving breakfast and all day of a food-a-thon and helping people-a-thon. I don't know that it has a big name, but we need to give it a new name. I'm Nestor. We are WNSTA in 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.